Matthew Rhodes here for North Derbyshire Radio Sport, and I'm joined by Sheffield FC manager Vil Powell. Vil, a 1-1 draw today at home against Albion Sports in the FA Cup. Just first of all, what are your initial reflections on the game?
One of frustration. We started the first half really well, caused them lots of problems, created lots of chances, should have took those chances. Rightly so, went 1-0 up, and again, you know, didn't have that sort of cutting edge to really, you know, put one of the chances we had, or several chances we had, away. They're always going to be a threat, Albion. They've got lots of quality, intelligent footballers, move the ball really well. The disappointing thing after the second half was our sort of regression in out of possession. We tended to sit deep and not get tighter, which we were doing in the first half. And they had a lot of the ball. And like I say, although, you know, we still created opportunities and caused problems and asked questions, we didn't use the ball well enough at the right times. We made the wrong decisions too many times, and a lot of the pressure that was created was caused from our wrong decisions, nothing else, whether it was the wrong pass, wrong run, lack of run. So element of frustration, but, you know, we have to go again.
So obviously in the first half, I mean, you certainly had golden opportunities to extend your lead towards the end of the first half. Do you think if you had got a second goal, it would have been quite a different story in the game in the second half, and you could have, you know, gone on and you got the victory?
With all due respect to Albion, if we got the second goal in the first half, the game would have been won, in my opinion. I didn't think, you know, that their sort of hope and motivation came from the fact that they were still in the game, you know, and the fact that at 1-0, you know, anything can happen. At 2-0, I think the game's dead, being honest. And that's no disrespect to Albion. I think, you know, they've been a brilliant team, brilliant last season, looked really good second half. But I think that came from the fact that they were still in the game, and that's something we've got to learn to do, learn to weather, learn to kill teams off, because that's all part of being a new team and a new group. The good thing was, it's a collective frustration, but yeah.
I think the man of the match was given to Nat Crofts, I think it was, who got the goal after only about 11 minutes. How pleased were you with Nat's performance?
Yeah, you know, first half everyone did well. Everyone was really good. Nat obviously did really well in the first half, caused lots of problems, some good touches, some good deliveries and good opportunities created, some good movement. But as I said, you know, collectively second half, I don't think we kept the same standards and kept the same level. So that's the level of frustration. But from Nat's point of view, you know, he's been good since he's come in. I've known Nat a while, worked with him before. He's a really good player, unplayable when he's on it. First half, he was unplayable. Second half, I think, as a team, we faded out a little bit.
How good was the support today? Because I thought it was absolutely fantastic. You know, we're at the very, very first stage of the FA Cup, and people really pumped up for it as well. It looked as if, you know, everyone was either, you know, getting behind Sheffield, or there was quite a big visiting support for Albion Sports as well. Just how good was the atmosphere today?
Yeah, the atmosphere was brilliant. Listen, you know, the fans do get behind the club. You know, there's 340 fans there today. It's a good number, obviously. As I said, Sheffield FC are a really well-supported club. Albion, you know, up at their place on Tuesday, you know, they'll have a good base, and you know, they'll be loud in voice and visceral, so it'll be a bit of a Lions Den experience for the boys. But yeah, really pleasing that the fans were there and continue to support the football club. They were like that this season, although it was a bit of a last season it was a bit of a flat sort of season in terms of overall performance and getting relegation. But they've turned up in numbers again today.
Obviously, it'll be a tough ask in the replay away at Albion Sports, but if you can get past Albion, and maybe another round. I mean, how important would a good cup run be for this team, especially with its history, which goes without saying?
Yeah, listen, it's one of those competitions that have eluded Sheffield FC. I think the furthest they've got in the competition is even the third or fourth qualifying round. So a run in the cup and to achieve something like that would be absolutely fantastic. That'll be the aim. But as you mentioned before, you know, going up to Albion on Tuesday night, at Bradford on Tuesday night, is going to be really difficult. Obviously, you've seen today what they can do and what threat they pose. And if we're not right at it, it'll be a bit difficult evening.
OK, well, thanks for your time, Vil, and best of luck for the replay.
Top man, thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks very much. Cheers. Cheers.